Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Elhamdülillahi Rabbil alemin. Vessalatu vesselamu ala seyyidil mursalin. Ve khatamin nabiyyin abil qasim Muhammed. Ve alihi tayyibin tahirin al-ma'sumin. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه المجيد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين. It's very lovely and very beautiful ayah of the Quran Kareem, which is telling us what is the purpose and what is the goal of our worship. Actually, the goal of worship is discover hidden powers of your soul and hidden powers of your mind. There are countless power hidden in your soul. Your soul is very, very powerful. If you understand, if you use these power, you can get real freedom, you can get real pleasure. You will be unique in the world. Then there is no fear in your life. Then there is no stress in your life. There's no tension in your life. So how can we get that state, that power? Actually, the one thing which is very, very important is meditation. Thousands, hundred thousands of people, millions of people, they are praying five time prayers, other praying, supplication. But actually, your prayer will you power when you are praying with concentration, with focus, with meditation. If you are praying without concentration, without meditation, without focus, then it's okay, you can get reward, but you can't discover hidden powers of your soul. So actual seed is muraqibah, means every time keep yourself, that think yourself, that I'm in the presence of God, my lovely Lord. And no doubt, we are every time there. But why? We are forgetting. Everything we are forgetting. Do you know why? Because of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He said, every man, every woman, they have two devil, two shaitan. Two devils are misguiding every time, every second to you. One shaitan is making us, involving us, dirty things, rubbish thoughts. Every time we are thinking about nothing. We are thinking sometime about water, sometime about toilet, sometime about useless things, rubbish things. And we are wasting our energy. Because this devil is not giving us permission that we think that we are in the presence of God. Because if we think we are in the presence of God, then we can't do any sin. So that's why he makes us fool. He makes us involved in dirty things, rubbish things. So then very easily he can misguide us. He can involve us in dirty sins. And another devil, which is also misguiding us, using our temptation, different type of temptation. Why people are suffering from phobia? Because of some temptation. Waham is temptation. It's not reality. So these two shaitans are misguiding us. So we have to defeat these two, our enemies, two devils, two shaitan. So do you know, all these zikr, what is the purpose of the zikr? What is the goal of the zikr? Ya ayyuha alladheena amanu zikrullah zikran kathira, kathira. There is no limit for zikr. Do as much you can do. There's no limit. Do you know why? The salah, five time prayers, is 17 rakat. There's a limit. Fasting is limit, 1 month. But the zikr has no limit. Zikran kathira. Do you know why? The purpose and goal of the zikr is remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, remind yourself that every time I am in the presence of God. So when this remembrance, when this presence, when these lovely thoughts, holy thoughts are governing you, do you know what is the result? What is the fruit? Fruit of this presence. I am present in the court of my God, my lovely Lord, is giving you fruit of respectability. You will be respectable. You can't do any sin in the presence of God, because God, my lovely Lord, is watching. But there is another ayah. It's from Surah Tawbah, 9th Surah, ayah number 105. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us very, very important information. And by this information we can increase this status of muraqabah. We can increase our meditation very easily. What's that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, وَقُلْ اِعْمَلُوا فَسَيَرَ اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Oh my God, how this ayah is lovely. Not only God, not only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you, but Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace be upon, is also watching your action, your amal, what you are doing by your eyes, what you are doing by your tongue, what you are doing by your hands, what you are doing by your ears, by feet, all 7 organs. Allah Akbar. Be careful. Not only my God, not only my lovely Lord, but also my lovely Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is watching you. And wal mu'minun, and some special mu'mineen are watching you. What are those mu'mineen? Those are your imams. يَوْمَ نَدْعُوا كُلَّ أُنَاسٍ بِإِمَامِهِمْ فَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْسَيْنَا فِي إِمَامِ مُبِينٍ. Your imam, your imam ma'asum, they are also watching you. Allah. We have to change our habits. We have changed our action, because Allah is watching. Our Prophet ﷺ is watching, and our Imams are watching us. There is very beautiful hadith that Imam Jafar Sadiq ﷺ, he said when his companion, why today you torture your Prophet? It was amazing for this companion. Say, me? I torture my Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How it is possible? I was not at that time. How it is possible I tortured my Prophet. Imam said, and Imam mentioned this ayah, وَقُلِ اعْمَلُوا فَصِيَرَ اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ. You don't know about this ayah? Your Prophet is watching your action. Today you have done one sin, and by doing this sin you tortured your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do you know how this presence is important? Every time muraqibah, keep thinking, continuously keep thinking that Allah is watching me, I'm in His court, and my Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is watching me. Really, then your whole life will be changed, your whole life will be pure, clean and pious very easily. And when there is negligence, then every time there is danger, you will fall in terrible sin. Of course, why we're doing sin, terrible sin, great sin? Because of this negligence. That's why the Persian poet is saying very lovely sentence. He said, Har lahzai ke az khuda ghafil shudi, hamun lahzai kafir shudi. Allah Akbar. You say, any single second when you are forgetting your God, at the same second, same time, you are performing disobedience, you are performing kufr, you are denying from presence of God, you are denying that God is not watching you. Do you know why? Because Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, he is giving lovely teaching. One his companion came, he said, oh my Imam, give me some formula, I don't want to do sin. But devil shaitan is misguiding me, is controlling me. Even I hate doing any sin, but I'm performing many sin. Please help me. Give me a beautiful formula. And Imam alayhi salam is giving him, giving all of you very powerful and very beautiful formula. You can also protect yourself from every sin. Imam al-Islam told him, if any person is watching you, you do sin. Your father is watching, your mother is watching, your teacher is watching. Any person who's giving you respect, or you are giving him respect, if they're watching, Can you dare to perform sin? You say, no. No, I can't. Imam say, okay. Now another question. When you are doing sin, what you are thinking? That your God is not watching you? Your Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not watching you? You are not in the presence of God? You say, no. My belief is that every place my God is watching. Imam said, okay. My first question was that if an ordinary person is watching you, you will not perform, you will not do any sin. But no, my second question, you are saying, your belief is that your Allah, your God is watching. But even you are doing sin. It means when you are doing sin, in your heart, the respect of your God, respect of your Lord, respect of your Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is less than ordinary person. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. This is the great lesson, great teaching of Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. Of course, it's right. When we are doing sin, when we are disobeying our God, our lovely Lord, at that time in our heart, if we respect our God, we never do sin in His presence, in His court. Allahu Akbar. Do you know the rest? What is that? Soul of repentance. What is the soul of forgiveness? Regretting, crying, weeping. Oh my God, when I have done sin, I was ignorant. I was total negligence. I insult you. You were watching me. And I was involving in dirty sins. Oh my God, forgive me. Send mercy upon me. So look, the presence of God is very lovely. And then another thing, that I said, one more minute. Hadith is telling us from Imam Hassan Askari, because we are living in the time of Imam Mahdi, our living Imam. Imam is telling us every day what is happening in the world. Angels are bringing every news to Imam. كل شيء أحسنه في إمام مبين. And also action of all Imam of all Muslimin and Mu'mineen. Also they are bringing these actions in the presence of Imam مبين. كل شيء أحسنه في إمام مبين. The Imam is telling us, when Imam is watching good action of Mu'mineen, this woman, he prayed midnight prayers, he helped poor, and he done a lot of things, lovely things. Imam is happy in his prayer. Oh my God, I am happy from him. Send blessing on that person. But another part of hadith is very sad. Another part is telling, when Imam is watching amal of one mu'min or one Muslim who perform sin, dirty things, bad things, disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that time Imam becomes sad. Not only sad, but he start weeping. Oh my God, he's claiming that I'm beloved of God. I'm loving God. I'm loving Ahlul Bayt. I'm loving Imam. I'm loving Prophets. I'm loving Imam Mahdi. And he's doing dirty sins. Those sins done. Our enemies, like Shimr, like Yazid, they have done this type of dirty sins. Why is doing? Imam started crying and weeping. So this is not love. This is not real love. By our action, we are hurting the lovely heart of Imam Mahdi. If by our sin, by our action, we are hurting the lovely heart of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we are not lover. We are only claiming. And I'm asking from you, if you have a good friend, and one day you ask from your friend, where is your dad? He start crying. He say, my dad has died. I'm orphan. No, you understand, oh my, this friend, he is orphan, without father, will take more care of that friend. And then you ask, where's your grandfather? He says, some killed people, they killed him. Oh my God, his father died. And his grandfather was killed. Some dangerous people. You never want to hurt your friend. Because he's a priest. Now ask from your Imam, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, what happened to your father? He will cry, he will weep and tell you. The oppressor, the fasiqeen, munafiqeen, they killed him. And then you ask from your Imam, what happened to your grandfather? He will ask. You ask, he will reply. Kirwal king killed him. And you ask from your Imam of time, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, what happened to your grandfather Imam Hussein? Allah Akbar, Allah. The reply will come from Ziyarat-e-Nahiya. Imam Mahdi saying, oh my grandfather, I am crying on you, I am weeping on you. If these tears, the tears of water will finish, will continue even crying, maybe other tears will come, tears of blood will come from my eyes. My grandfather was so oppressed. So please don't do any action which hurt your prophet, would injure lovely heart of your prophet. Don't do any sin which injure lovely heart of Imam Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam. Oh my God, give us power, protect us from every dirty sin, every bad action. Inshallah. Ameen. Thumma Ameen.